Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, June 2nd, 2020. In the last weeks, the number of blood donations has collapsed, and the northeast section of the German Red Cross, or the DRK, is currently unable to fully meet the needs of hospitals in the region. Some organizations are now demanding that the ban on blood donations from homosexual men be lifted. The DRK blood reserve shelves at the Charité campus in Stieglitz are empty. Where otherwise three-quarters of all blood reserves for the capital are stored, there is only a fraction of the normal amount. According to DRK Nordost spokeswoman Susanna von Rabenau, the situation has never been as serious. The reserves would normally last 3 to 4 days, but at the moment, this is down to half a day. During the corona pandemic, the willingness to donate had fallen sharply by 30% in the region of DRK Nordost, which has led to a shortage of several blood groups. Blood reserves are currently in short supply in large parts of the Federal Republic. At first, the situation was not really that critical, as because of the corona pandemic, hospitals had postponed many operations. For several weeks now, hospitals in the region have been trying to resume their normal surgery schedule, but apparently patients now have to wait for operations because the hospitals lack the blood reserves. The bottleneck is also fueling the discussion about who is allowed to donate blood and who is not. This is regulated in a nationwide guideline which was only renewed in August 2017 by the Working Group Blood at the Robert Koch Institute, or RKI. In order to rule out risks, all donors must enter some personal information in a questionnaire before collection, for example, about their current state of health and previous illnesses. One point on the form is controversial. It asks for details of sexual behavior and, de facto, leads to the exclusion of most bisexual and gay men, and also prohibits people with frequently changing partners from donating. The questions are, quote, have you had sexual intercourse with more than 3 partners in the last 12 months? Have you received money or other benefits like housing or drugs for it? Women also must state whether they've had sex with a bisexual man in the last 4 months. And men are asked whether they, quote, have ever had sexual intercourse with another man. And if so, has this contact taken place within the last 12 months? The background is a risk assessment by the RKI's Blood Working Group, in which experts from the German Medical Association and the Paul Ehrlich Institute were also involved in 2017. Because homosexual men have been classified as a risk group for the transmission of some serious infectious diseases, men have since then only been allowed to donate blood if they have not had sex with another man for a year. Before this directive, homosexual and bisexual men were excluded from donating blood for life in Germany. According to a statement on the website of Deutsche Aidshilfe, or the German AIDS Federation, quote, the new directive is as discriminatory as the old one. Men who have sex with men are actually statistically more likely to be affected by HIV than others. However, this does not justify a blanket exclusion. The statement goes on to say that from a medical point of view, this rule makes little sense, and that the period of 1 year is arbitrarily chosen. Quote, after 6 weeks, an HIV infection could be reliably ruled out with an antibody test. Therefore, the Aidshilfe demands to end the, quote, discrimination of homosexual men and to ensure the safety of blood products by means of new criteria. Similar criticism is coming from the Association for Lesbian and Gays in Berlin, or the LSVB. The groups question the medical sense of the guideline and states that the decisive factor is not what sexual inclination someone has, but whether the sex is protected or not. However, a simple statement that one has only had, quote, safe sex is viewed critically by the Aidshilfe, as many people cannot correctly assess HIV risks. In addition, even with safer sex, there remains a residual risk, which is higher among gay men, precisely because there are more people with HIV in this group. According to the Aidshilfe, the probability of becoming infected with HIV as a recipient of a blood donation is 1 in 5.3 million. Federal Health Minister Jens Spahn of the CDU had only rejected the latest demands for lifting the ban on male donations at the beginning of last week. In a letter to the FDP members of parliament, which has been submitted to the news agency AFP, Spahn referred to the risk assessment of the RKI. He said that it was important to him that the protection of recipients, quote, comes first. Various groups called for several dozen demonstrations on Saturday, many of them for or against the corona measures imposed by the federal and state governments. However, by far the largest demonstration was not about the virus. In the evening, about 2,000 people gathered in front of the U.S. Embassy, considerably more than expected. The participants were protesting against police violence and racism, and several initiatives had called for the protest. On Sunday, another 1,500 people marched through Kreuzberg under the motto, "Justice for George Floyd." Far more people than expected. A private person registered only 100 participants for the demonstration. The African-American George Floyd died last Monday as a result of a brutal police operation in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The four police officers involved were subsequently released, and one of them has now been charged with murder and manslaughter. As a result of Mr. Floyd's death, there have been serious riots in all 50 states over the past few nights. Saturday's protests with reference to corona in Berlin, however, had dwindling numbers. The situation remained largely calm. The police accompanied the protests and counter-protests with a total of 550 police officers, less than half of last Saturday. After weeks of restrictions, there is no longer a limited number of participants at demonstrations in Berlin. On Thursday, the Red-Red-Green Senate decided to relax the restrictions. In addition, the demos no longer have to be held as rallies at a fixed location. Nevertheless, the distancing requirement of 1.5 meters still applies. The City Hostel Berlin on the premises of the North Korean embassy in Mitte is closed, and the operators have officially terminated the business after a two-year-long legal battle. This was announced by District Mayor Stefan von Dassel on Friday. According to the politician, quote, "It really was a tough nut to crack, and closing the hostel was a gigantic administrative burden." The background of the legal dispute is an EU regulation from 2017. Based on UN sanctions, it prohibits, among other things, real estate transactions with North Korea in order to prevent the totalitarian state from supplying foreign currency for its nuclear weapons program. For this reason, the district office had already prohibited the operator, EGI, from operating the hostel at Glinkastrasse 5 through 7 in 2018. The hostel owners went to the administrative court, which dismissed the complaint at the end of January. Thereupon, they applied for permission to appeal to the higher administrative court, Berlin-Brandenburg. On Thursday, the district office was informed that the court had rejected the appeal. Per von Dassel, the legal end is now achieved, and it saves Germany from constant criticism in the UN Security Council. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.